From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a second mass kidnapping within a week in Afghanistan. Afghan provincial officials say the Taliban Wednesday abducted at least 17 bus passengers in the north of the country. A government spokesman says residents of the Balkab district were traveling to the capital of Saripul province when the Taliban captured them. The spokesman said tribal elders are negotiating their release. Senior UN humanitarian officials say the World Food Program is in the process of finalizing plans to airdrop food and other relief supplies into areas of Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations estimates more than 4.6 million people live in hard-to-reach areas in Syria. Nearly 600,000 of them are trapped in 19 besieged places, most by the government, since the beginning of the year. Aid workers have been able to reach 14 of these places, but UN officials say repeat visits to government-besieged areas have been denied, as have requests to deliver life-saving assistance to towns that have had no relief for months, in some cases, years. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S., Britain, and France have issued an urgent call for the UN to begin humanitarian airdrops. Three of the gunmen who attacked a Mogadishu hotel Wednesday were killed today in a shootout with authorities. A fourth attacker was killed the day before. Security forces rescued 57 hostages being held by the gunmen at the Ambassador Hotel. The death toll in the incident has been put at 24. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted the hotel because it is used by Somali government officials. This is VOA News. German lawmakers voted overwhelmingly Thursday to recognize the World War I-era killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the action will have a serious impact on relations between Germany and Turkey. He recalled Turkey's ambassador to Germany for consultations. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks between 1915 and 1917, and many scholars have viewed the event as the 20th century's first genocide. A new public opinion poll indicates American voters do not believe presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will succeed on his plan to build a wall along the Mexican border, and they don't think likely Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will curb secret money in politics or restrict the power of Wall Street. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries failed Thursday to reach an agreement to curb oil production. They have been trying to find a way to reduce production in an effort to boost prices. The OPEC meeting in Vienna came after a couple of years of falling oil prices have hurt energy companies and oil exporting nations. The Polish government is dismissing criticism from the European Union about what the bloc sees as Poland's drift from democratic principles and the rule of law. The European Commission issued a statement slamming actions by the ruling Law and Justice Party that have paralyzed Poland's constitutional tribunal. Foreign Minister Witold Łukasiewicz said he would treat the EU statement as an opinion or a suggestion that does not obligate Poland to do anything. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton is set to deliver a major foreign policy speech in San Diego, California. Sources say Clinton will portray Republican rival Donald Trump as dangerous and unqualified for the presidency. In anticipation of the address, Trump attacked Clinton on Twitter, calling her crooked Hillary Clinton and saying she totally misrepresents his positions. The former student who killed an engineering professor and then shot himself to death in Los Angeles Wednesday has been linked to another apparent murder in Minnesota. Police say the search of Manik Sarkar's house in Minnesota found a kill list that named three targets, including an unidentified woman found dead. Sarkar has been described as mentally disturbed, his problem reportedly centered on a belief that the professor had harmed him in some way by releasing intellectual property, possibly computer code. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.